Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, Vegas Scores and Odds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of Vegas Scores and Odds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419, or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Mando, the Goon. People call me Joey Two Scoops. And joining me, as always, is my co-host, John Santucci, and Spaceball. Gentlemen, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Joe.
We're doing great. You know, what worries me, for me and for Tooch, Joe, you didn't introduce either of us as your friend.
It's the fantasy playoffs, guys. Come on.
And don't we have another guest?
We do. I was going to say, we also have a special guest joining us tonight. One of the groomsmen in my wedding and a football nut like myself, John Kesick, is joining us all the way from Niles, Michigan. John, how's it going, buddy?
Doing wonderful. Glad to have you back.
Are you still hungover? Are you still hungover from the wedding?
Yes. I am actually today we're back from Maui and all of a sudden I got a fever. I got like 101 degree fever, so I'm like,
ooh, you got some color too though, Joe.
That's just the fever.
That might be it. But isn't Maui the best?
Oh my god, it's absolutely beautiful. I cannot wait to go back.
And well, just... I heard that Aldo next season in the Bears Bar Room, if we switch from Yahoo, he might send the winner to Maui.
Oh man, Aldo shelling out the big bucks.
Oh, Aldo showing up the big bucks. You know, him and North, they got it all.
Yeah,
I want in this league if that's happening.
Yeah, and we gotta get that guillotine
right
going
now, because you know I'm only on for a short period of time with these guys. Now, Joe, you're on, what, 18 games? How many different sites are you on with those games?
So let's see. I'm on Yahoo. I'm on ESPN. I'm on CBS Sports. And one more. I'm on, what did I forget? Oh, NFL.com.
NFL?
Yep.
Okay. And, Tooch, how many are you on?
I just have three teams. They're all on Yahoo.
Okay. And John?
I got three and ESPN, Yahoo, and CBS Sports.
Okay, are we universal in saying, you know, first of all, there's never going to be a perfect site unless we designed it ourselves. And then
it would probably be
only perfect for us. But are we all uniformly agree that there's nobody worse than Yahoo?
I'm with you there now, Jeff, or Spaceball. We talked about this a little bit offline earlier this week, but how stupid is this? We have a 14-man league, and Yahoo
doesn't... Which is stupid enough. We can say that.
Right.
That's too many people.
It is stupid enough. And then they don't let the division winners have a first-round bye. How crazy is that?
Right. With me, I'm a division winner along with Strawberry, not Shakers, that's Tooch. Who's a Sandman?
Oh, yeah, the Sandman.
Yep.
I find out I don't have a bye when I see that I need to report my roster. Now, I've been on this show before talking about the fact I hate buys. But at least it's 1 week you don't obsess, do I win, do I lose?
That's right.
You know, right now you lose, you go home. And, you know, Tooch, I love you. But, I mean, the cool thing is one of the fantasy goons is going to be in the finals.
That's
right. Very important for us for giving information. And Joe had the third most points in the league. He just ended up out of the playoffs because he played unlucky against people who always had their best games.
It's the truth.
At the end of the day, I miss ESPN. I find it the least sophisticated, but the easiest to use. And it's like you're a partner with ESPN. I feel like I work for Yahoo when I play the Yahoo.
I'm with you 100% Spaceball. I'm kind of up to my ears with Yahoo, kind of done with them, especially after, you know, some of their waiver issues I've had this year and customizing. There's things that you can't adjust, like playoff rankings. You can edit that, but you can only do it the 1 week before the playoffs. If you miss it, then you're done. You can't adjust it again, which I think is silly.
It's unbelievable. I just said a player I dropped last week, I think last Sunday morning, before the lineups had to be in for when the game started. And I went to get that person back today in our waiver thing. I can't because it's not 7 days.
Yeah. It's,
what's the matter? The guy played a game. The guy played a game. He's sitting there not taken. And if I want to take him back, you know, I might not get him because in the waiver wire, there's all these other people before me. But, you know, it's just not a fun way to play the way Yahoo does it. I'm ESPN all the way, just because I find their game the simplest.
There's also the waiver order sometimes is screwy. You know, I put in a waiver claim and someone who had a way better record than me, you know, got the player before
got
I
got him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's happened to me twice this year.
Well, Wild...
You know, I'm thinking, hey, you know what? Let me ask you, if you sit back down, is the surprise player of the year, not the star, not whatever, the surprise player of the year, would you give it to Ryan Tannehill?
I would. I mean, he's a guy that's going to win guys fantasy championships. And Tooch and I actually talked about that 2 weeks ago in our playoff preview. We talked about if you get Ryan Tannehill, he's going to win you your league, and he came through with almost 40 points on Sunday. Just unreal.
Matt Ryan. I dropped Matt Ryan and picked up Ryan Tannehill in two teams, and I've been riding him in the playoffs.
I mean, and he's going to get Tennessee in the playoffs, and if Houston plays another crappy game, Tennessee might win that division.
They could. Yeah. Derrick Henry's been great too.
My proudest pick of all year, I got in a trade, Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
and
man.
I gave a lot for him, but he is, if I could sit back and say, you know, I rode one guy beautifully, and he's a workhorse. He never gets hurt.
Yeah, he's been awesome. And if I had one guy that I rode all year that I wish I didn't, it was Odell Beckham, man. He killed me this week. Absolutely killed me all season and this week. Jeez Louise.
And now, did you see the sports mockery piece that came out today that supposedly he wants to go to Green Bay?
Yeah, jeez Louise. That's horrible. I can't imagine asking Bryce.
Baker Mayfield hasn't been that great either.
Huh?
I said Baker Mayfield hasn't been that great either coming up in this easy stretch he had.
No. And you know, they're screwing up with this poor kid who was so good, Nick Chubb, with Kareem Hunt. They can't keep both of those guys for a full year because they're both starters.
They are. And Kareem Hunt,
it sort of looked like, you know, they knew what they were doing in New Orleans with Kamara and Ingram. Kamara can't play full-time, and Ingram deserves to play full-time. Look at his role on the Ravens, and look at the bad year Kamara had. Right now, if we were drafting for 2020, Alvin Kamara wouldn't be a top 10 pick.
No, I think he's definitely a tail end of the second rounder if he's going to play the way he has this year.
Well, Latavius
exactly.
Murray.
And look how good New Orleans. Look how good New Orleans is. And I think Latavius Murray might be better than Alvin Kamara.
He definitely looks more durable. That's for sure.
Yeah,
I asked the other day, where's Austin Eckler going to go? I mean, he's a back that needs to be played every down almost.
I think he stays. I think they get rid of Gordon.
Yeah.
I know he wants to leave, but
Kesick had him.
Yeah, I think they get rid of Gordon. San Diego is going to be a really interesting team, San Diego. The Chargers are going to be a real interesting team, and I'll be the reporter next season for them.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a damn about them here. You will see that beautiful-looking stadium, probably 50% empty for a Chargers game. You know, can you imagine Rivers won't move to L.A., and he has to be limoed in from San Diego every day.
Wow. He's a diva.
They don't care. They are, if you think they're second-class citizens, if the Clippers are second-class to the Lakers, if the Angels are second-class to the Dodgers, the Chargers are probably fifth-class to the Rams. Nobody cares. You go to LAX, I swear this is the most unbelievable thing to anybody who might be listening in LA or going through LAX the next couple of weeks. Go into the gift shops. You don't see Chargers hats where you see all the other LA teams' hats. You don't see Chargers.
It's true, man. On the way to Maui, we flew into Oakland, and they had this little gift shop there in the terminal, and they have all their teams. They have all their teams, but in LA, no one cares. No one cares about football, really.
No one cares. No, and I'm telling you, this guy Gronke, whoever it is that's building the stadium, is he nuts? Hey, it's not my money. I don't care. But I'll be able to let you guys know that. Now I'm going to let you do fantasy football. You got a guest here. I'm going to shut up. Tooch, may the best man win. And
yes.
Boy,
luck,
I hope
baseball.
It's me. You know, Tooch, don't forget one thing, man. I'm getting old. I could die soon. So please throw me a bone this week. Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
It'll be a problem for you.
You know, the good news here is a fantasy goon gets into the finals. That's all we care about.
That's it.
Good
man.
Luck to Joe, John. Yep. You have a great show, and I'll talk to you next week, guys.
Sounds good, Spaceball. Thanks again for coming on. Spaceball, everybody. Man, what a great guy and what a funny dude. Love having Spaceball on the show every week. He's just quite the character. And, man, you guys got a heck of a matchup, Tooch.
Yeah, it's my top two wide receivers in the Barroom League are Adam Thielen and Mike Evans. Both of them have hamstring issues. So I'm kind of hamstrung now. Going back to Austin Eckler, hamstrung, Joe. Going back to Austin Eckler, I have two shares of Austin Eckler on my three teams, and Kesick had the one against me, which was, you know, the difference in our game, basically. The dude, 100 yards rushing, 100 yards receiving, had one or two touchdowns. Again, two touchdowns, one rushing, one receiving. It was like a 40-50 point game.
Yeah, man.
And it's crazy difference. That they both are getting a split.
He helped me win two games.
And he's still doing it.
Helped me win two games and helped me lose one game, so.
Yeah, it's a weird split. And like John Kesick said, man, it's amazing that he's able to even do that with the split the way it is. But, you know, fantasy playoffs are here with a vengeance, gentlemen. And two more weeks until the championship to the big ship.
Looking good on one team, Joe. I've got – we're talking about Derrick Henry, who's a late-season, you know, fantasy star. He knocked me out of the Barroom League last year, playoffs. And I have Christian McCaffrey as my other backs. I've got those two guys. And I've got Austin Eckler. So I've got three, you know, in the flex. I've got three pretty good players there. Julio Jones – as my wide receiver, but again, I've got injuries. But I do have Tannehill as well. I've been riding him too, so I've got a decent shot in that one. The Barroom League, I'm banged up, and then I'm in the losers bracket in the Goon League after Kesick beat me.
Gave you the old whooping?
Yeah, the Eckler. He gave me the Eckler, Joe.
Yeah.
He gave you the Turkish tickler.
I was nervous. I was nervous until then.
It was close for a while.
It was. Yeah, you had me nervous there for a second. because I had Gurley and Eckler going. I didn't know what Eckler was going to do, and Gurley, you just never know. He's finally showing up, which is good.
Well, and I tell you, there's, and for people that are kind of in a bind, I know you're talking about running backs, Tooch. And there's a lot of running backs out there right now that are unclaimed if you're in a bind. So let me give you the guy who's at the top of my list, Tooch, and I want to see if you could probably guess who I'm talking about here. You know, this team gets a matchup against the New York Giants this week. The Miami Dolphins have been playing a lot better as of late. And Patrick Laird at running back, he's gotten quite a bit of volume. I actually had to pick him up this week for one of my fantasy matchups because the fact that it was a game-time decision for Josh Jacobs, and he ended up not playing, so I picked up Patrick Laird. And let me tell you this, he's been, you know, pretty darn good for 2 weeks in a row. Against Philadelphia, he put up 2 weeks ago, he put up 16 fantasy points, you know, getting rushed 10 rushes, only 5 yards. Yeah, he only got 5 yards rushing, but he had 5 targets in the passing game with 4 catches for 43 yards, and he had a 2-point conversion. So against a pretty good defense, you know, he put up almost 17 fantasy points. And then this week against the Jets, when I needed him in a bind, he put up 13 fantasy points, you know, 15 rushing attempts for 48 yards. The yardage isn't great, but he also had 5 targets again in the passing game for about 40 yards. So this guy is getting targeted. He's kind of won over the coaching staff over there. Obviously, the injuries to the running backs over there have helped, but he's been very consistent. And, you know, if you're in a bind with injuries, you could do a lot worse than Patrick Laird.
Yeah, it's definitely he's getting the volume.
I just put a waiver claim in for him as well. Barroom League.
I haven't checked, but he might be available, Joe, in the Barroom League. You can do a lot worse.
I can tell you right now if he's available, and then there'll be a mad scramble for everyone listening. He is not. He is not available. He is owned by Horny Goatweed.
Someone picked him up.
Nice.
That's Ryan Cox, I believe.
I believe so. Yes. Ryan Cox, his team, same as me, kind of towards the bottom. But you know, he was a tough opponent this year, and everyone in this league. I mean, there wasn't a horrible team except for Aldo's. No offense, Aldo.
We might have to give Aldo some advice. Or maybe he's not listening to the show, Joe.
Oh, I'm sure Aldo listens. He just needs a little help. He started Nick Foles last week, and that probably didn't work out too well for him.
I hate to switch the topic from running backs, but there's a guy that I thought has been the player of the week for the past 2 weeks, and that's Tigby for the Rams. I picked him up, and he's been doing the thing.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, like 20-plus fantasy points for the tight end position.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
He's been heavily targeted. Yeah, heavily targeted, too.
And I've got Cooper Kupp, who's gotten, to, you know, taken the brunt of the Higby emergence.
He took a poop on your plate, Tooch.
Yeah. A couple weeks in a row hasn't been that good.
Yeah, those poops plates are not good.
Yeah, that's going to be a drop for somebody. He's taking a poop on a plate.
Poop on a plate. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's like Elf on a Shelf, but poop on a plate.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's like it's what happens when the Elf on the Shelf has a few too many.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of guys you can rely on, you know. Michael Thomas, though, Joe. And I think Emmanuel Sanders is going to be a good bet for the fantasy playoffs as well. Those two guys, you'd probably rely on them. What about Jameis Winston?
Had another good game, Joe.
Yeah, Jameis Winston has been putting up points, but he's a turnover machine as well. So it's like, you never know what you're going to get out of famous Jameis.
I got to tell you, I've got Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston on one team. I started Jameis Winston not this week, but last week, and Deshaun Watson outscored him. Winston had a decent matchup, and then went back to Watson again, and Jameis Winston goes nuts.
Yeah, so let me give you a stat real quick, guys. So Jameis Winston
didn't do too bad.
Yeah, he was didn't do too bad. He wasn't. I mean, you have great options there too. You can't go wrong. But let me give you a stat about Jameis Winston. Okay, so since the bye, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven games. Out of seven games, he has gone over 25 fantasy points. Five out of seven games.
Yeah.
I mean, and this week he had almost 48 points. I mean, this guy has been a beast. For fantasy, yeah, not in competitive football, but
right.
As Buffalo right. Butt in the chat room says, in reality, Jameis Winston blows.
That wasn't the high score for the quarterback. It was actually Drew Brees, who had threw five touchdown passes.
Yeah, went 50-some points. Holy cow.
Yeah, there was, what, 94 points scored in that game, Joe?
It was amazing. I was watching it on the plane back from Hawaii.
Oh, man. Talk about barn burners.
Yeah, no kidding.
We did have some good...
Go ahead, John. Kasich.
As I say, I had Dak Prescott this past week. He had 50-some yards in the first half and ended up throwing for 330 in trash time, in garbage time.
Yeah.
I said, thank you, Lord.
Can't go wrong there, buddy.
I needed that to beat Tooch.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, for a while I was looking good. Then he got all that garbage time. I was like, oh, boy, 24, 25 points.
Yes, sir.
But real quick, guys, while we're talking playoffs, I do have to do a little humble brag here. I'm in a fantasy league with Adam Rank, our friend from the NFL Network, who, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to. Happy birthday, Mr. Adam Rank.
Right, happy birthday.
Yeah, big birthday happy wishes birthday. To Adam Rank. And most of all, I'm in a fantasy league with Adam, and I'm playing him in the first round of the playoffs this weekend.
Nice.
So far this season, I'm 2-0 against Adam Rank. I'm hoping to make that 3-0 and on my quest for the Beat Kitchen Fantasy Football League Championship. So
damn.
Had to throw that in there.
Man,
you can't beat him on his birthday week.
If you go 3-0, it's going to have to be a tweet. Just like a gloating apology. Sorry, Adam, I didn't mean to beat you three times. Well,
I'm a humble man. I haven't mentioned my victories against Adam Rank at all this season, so to mention it going into the playoffs.
Two scoops for his birthday.
Two scoops of sunshine.
Yeah, two scoops for his birthday.
Two scoops and a poop on a plate.
They had some injuries, though, huh, Joe, this weekend?
Yeah, the fantasy injury bug has bitten, and it's rough, especially for you, Tooch. Nice.
Oh, my. I've got Darius Geis on one of my teams. He went down. Another, knee injury. Mark Andrews left early, left the game early. Rashad Penny also went out. Devontae Parker, who's been pretty good this past, five, six, 7 weeks. He went out too with a concussion, I think.
Yeah,
so those
Mike Gesicki will benefit greatly if he's out for extended time. I picked up Gesicki for playoffs this week, and he only got me 1 point. So
I'd hold on to him.
I'll hold on to him, but that's too late. I've been eliminated.
Mike Evans doubtful for upcoming game. I don't know. You might have to pick up. I don't even know who the other guy is. Brashad Perriman.
Yeah. The former Baltimore Raven.
Could get some targets.
I don't know about Howard, man. OJ Howard has smoked me too many times this year.
Cameron Brate,
maybe? Can't trust him anymore.
Yeah, Brate has been, he's like you said, Tooch, you always say the same thing about Brate. He's a red zone target, and for whatever reason, they use him, and they don't use OJ Howard. I just don't understand.
Yeah, it's puzzling.
It's definitely puzzling. Well, but the fantasy.
Hopefully Godwin goes off this week because I'll need him for the playoffs.
He's going to be drawing the top defensive units, man. So you got to watch out for that.
Without Evans,
that's all right.
Though, he should plenty of targets.
Yeah, he'll be locked on to Godwin. I ran out of analogies, guys.
Guy, you could pick up AJ Brown, Joe.
Yeah, AJ Brown available in a lot of leagues.
Man. Darius Slayton too with the big game might still be out there.
Yeah, he's been available. I mean, there's a lot of names out there that you don't know if you can trust, but You know, yep. I stuck to Odell too long, and it smoked me. I liked his matchup better than I liked the New Orleans Saints. I liked Sanders against the Saints, and I lost. I got eliminated from a league because I benched Emmanuel Sanders for Odell, and it just stings. It stings real bad.
No, Emmanuel Sanders is your guy, Joe.
I know, but I don't know. I looked into the Odell matchup against the Bengals, and I was licking my chops, and man, I should have just followed my gut.
Yeah. Yep. And
another receiver that's having a big year is Calvin Ridley. You know, with Julio Jones on the other side, Calvin Ridley is getting the beneficiary out of that.
He's injured right now.
Oh, is he?
Julio's going to be a little beneficiary there. Maybe pick up Russell Gage and Justin Hardy is the other receiver. But, Joe, there's some high totals, point totals for this week.
There
which
is.
Which means fantasy gold.
Yes, fantasy gold. There's some great excuse me, guys. There's some great mashups this week in the NFL for your playoffs. And, you know, that's what we're here to do. We're to help you get ready for it. We're going to rock and roll. Get you set, and it starts Thursday night here, guys, coming up real quick. And, you know, a lot of people aren't really looking at this to be a fantasy matchup, but I think anybody on the Baltimore Ravens that you have, you feel good about starting here against the Jets. Even though the Jets have been pretty decent against the run, they have not been so successful against the pass, and they're not so good against the tight end. But, like you said, Tuch, Mark Andrews banged up. Does this mean that Hayden Hurst might have a decent game?
Yeah, I was looking at picking him up, too. It looks like Andrews' injury isn't serious, but there's always that risk he may miss this game. Now,
yeah, because it's Thursday.
Right, it's a Thursday night game. So, and this game has a point total of 45, with the Ravens as a 14.5 point favorite, so that they're not expecting the Jets to score many points. So
no, not at all.
I don't know. I have depended on a lot of Jets players
recently
in the Barroom League. Robbie Anderson, who had a big game last week. And then, you know, I've got Le'Veon Bell, too. So that's something I'm going to have to decide quick if I'm going to start those, too. I don't really – with the injuries to Evans and Thielen, I have to start Robbie Anderson, so –
yeah, we'll kind of desperate.
Yeah. They don't predict the Jets scoring many points, so we'll see. The other big games, though, Joe, you know, Houston, Texas,
Robbie
and Tennessee
will score
Titans,
both touchdowns.
That's going to be big. Seahawks and Panthers, Jets, Giants and Dolphins.
Yeah,
and
Giants,
Rams,
Dolphins.
And Cowboys. Those all have good fantasy potential, Falcons and 49ers, although that 49ers at home against the Falcons. That's going to be a tough road game for the Falcons against that 49er defense.
Yeah, very, very tough. Toughest start of the year probably for Matt Ryan.
Yeah, maybe a lot of garbage time, though.
Yeah, there'll be quite a bit of garbage time, but how long can the Falcons afford to keep Matt Ryan in the game? I don't know. I think if they start getting beat up, you know, he gets the heave-ho real quick. But, you know, we got to talk about for a second, you know, the Bears-Packers game coming up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a couple,
yeah, of course. But a couple weeks ago, you know, no one thought this was going to be a fantasy-relevant game. But lo and behold, you know, both teams are scoring points. The Bears seem to have come back to life due to Mitch Trubisky's running his legs and his arm. And that offensive line for the Bears is playing well. So you can trust a lot of guys on these teams. You know, Allen Robinson playing out of his mind.
He's been great.
Yeah, and of course Aaron Rodgers, always good down the stretch. Who do you guys like in this game? John Kesick, who's your number one fantasy start for this Bears-Packers game?
You know what? I was impressed with the tight ends last week. I don't remember the tight ends for the Bears, but they caught a lot of balls. It was pretty impressive. I know that they were... you know, they were pretty down earlier in the season, but I think the tight ends actually might surprise you here this game again.
Yeah, they've kind of come out of nowhere, especially because they were all claimed off waivers. and they couldn't do anything with their multi-million dollar men. But I believe it's J.P. Holtz and Jesper Horsted. Right, Tooch?
Yep, those are the guys. This is one of the lower point totals of the week, Joe, with a 41-point total. Now, last year, the Packers won at Soldier Field, and the Bears won at Lambeau Field. But we're hoping for a repeat of last season on that. But, you know, the Packers struggled against the Redskins, so I think the Bears are definitely the arrow pointing up. So we could see a repeat of last year. I think the Bears have a good chance of winning this game.
What do you guys think about Aaron Jones? I mean, Aaron Jones was out of his mind, fantasy brilliance last week. Can he do that again against this Bears defense that seems to be having a bit of a resurgence?
Don't think so. Injuries on the Bears defense really do anything to cost a defense.
Roquan Smith out with a pec injury. He's on injured reserve.
Yeah, and Javon Wims.
Aaron Jones without, you know, against Roquan Smith would have been a good matchup. Now, I think Aaron Jones has got a little, you know, he's going to find a lot more running room without Roquan Smith there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's going to be an interesting game, fun one to watch, especially for us Bears fans. But let's get back to another matchup that, you know, no one's really talking about right now. And, you know, that's the Patriots going to play, I believe, the Bengals, right? That should be a heck of a game. The Patriots, especially, you know, we're getting a little bit of a resurgence here from Joe Mixon as well. You know, obviously the Patriots have been pretty good against the run, but Mixon has been involved in the pass game as well. You know, I know you don't think about Cincinnati Bengals when you think about playoff fantasy football, but Joe Mixon has been so good it's hard to ignore. What do you think, Tooch, about giving a shot to Mixon against New England? Am I nuts?
Well, if you got no one else to play, I don't like the matchup. That New England defense is still pretty good, even though, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs beat them. But, you know, the Chiefs didn't really run much on the Patriots in that game.
Didn't.
You know, they did most of the damage through the air and on defense, you know, with a couple turnovers on defense. But, yeah, I don't like the matchup. But, you know, sometimes at this late in the season with injuries and, you know, in bigger leagues, you know, you got no choice.
Yeah,
well, AJ Green's questionable to play in this game. You think he's going to have to play, though, right? In a couple of these games for free agency to make sure that he's healthy. You would
think
he has
to
play at least one. Yeah.
And what better game to play than against the Cardinals?
Yeah, I would wait until you play somebody other than the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean,
I think
maybe wait another
week.
He's going
to have to play at least one game. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with the receiver problems the Patriots are having. John Kesick, I know that you are a Patriots fan by trade. What are the odds you think AJ Green ends up a Patriot next season?
I don't know. Do the Patriots want to pay? I think they should. I think they should pay for somebody. I don't know if AJ Green's. I mean, you know, Patriots take risks. I think that's a risk they'll be willing to take for his age, number one, and his injury. But they could probably get him for on the cheaper side, I would think. And yeah, I would love to have somebody on the outside to catch the ball. We have nobody to catch the ball right now other than Edelman.
Well, I tell you, N'Keal Harry made a nice AJ Green-like play in that game, man, along the sideline.
No touchdown.
They did not. It was a
which should have been a touchdown.
Took it away from him. But yeah, I agree with you. It should have been a touchdown. They do have young receivers, the Patriots. You know, Harry, Jacoby Myers, and Philip Dorsett, three young guys. You know, they do have a promising future in their wide receiver core. AJ Green would look good, though, on the outside.
Yeah, and I know you guys are talking about San Diego. I know you guys are talking about San Diego. I think I have an inclination that maybe Tom Brady might go to, you know, or not San Diego, but to the Chargers.
LA.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
I think so.
Some of these, I've been hearing on some of the news stations, and you know how, you know, LeBron left to go out to L.A. He ended up, why not Tom Brady? He can be a movie star one day. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
Well, he's a California kid, so
wow.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind going back to California.
And I did hear something about, you know, that's one thing that the Chargers need. They need somebody to come in and attract fans to come to these games, and who's better than Tom Brady?
That stadium That's might true. Not be as empty as baseball says it would be, though. Joe, yeah. Right if Tom Brady comes out, I think that team's yeah. going to end up with a culture change. Anthony Lynn going to be there next year.
Yeah. Well, the question there, Tooch, is will they start, if they sign Tom Brady, will they start serving avocado ice cream in the stadium?
You know, I'm married to a Filipina, so I'm no stranger to avocado ice cream or shakes, Joe.
Oh, man, it's almost like you did the work
it's
for me.
It's making a strawberry shake.
I'll be home soon, honey. I'm still at work.
Yeah, big shout out to the Tooch for doing the show from work. He had to work late. We promise we won't keep you much longer. I'm fighting a fever. Yeah. I'm just trying to do a doubleheader tonight and get some sleep.
I am wrapping up the next issue of Entertainment Weekly, Joe.
Ooh, what's... I know you can't talk about it, but what anything that's going to catch our eye this week, Tooch?
Oh, well, it's Entertainers of the Year. So you're looking at five different covers, man. It's great. It's going to be Awkwafina. There's one. There's Renee Zellweger, Lizzo, Tyga.
I don't know who that is.
And the cast of Succession. So then, of course, there's some movie previews, including the return of director Ronnie Stanley in his next movie, The Color Out of Space, which is a science fiction movie. There's a little story on that. There's the year's best thrillers and books in this issue. A lot of good stuff. What movies will make you cry this year? The Oscar contenders.
Oh, my.
Yep. A few All of TV shows, including Rob Lowe interview. Is that his name? Yeah, Rob Lowe. Yeah, some good stuff, man.
Go support our buddy John Santucci, the Tooch, and make sure you buy it. Entertainment Weekly, which is probably hitting shelves, next week, Tooch?
Yes, very shortly. This is the first couple weeks, Joe.
There you go.
January, first week of January.
Gotta love that and the dedication.
Here's
the
name for you guys.
What we got? Throw it down.
No Font.
Oh, man, what a beast at tight end. He came in and kind of knocked the boots off of that team. Did John Elway finally find his quarterback, John Kesich?
Yeah.
I from beating a good team like the Texans, I think so. I mean, you got to have some type of balls in there to step up in the pocket against that defense and beat a good team like that. He did it. Yeah. Not only did he do it, he did it fashionably. He did it great. I mean, he looked great in Noah Fant, and that whole team just played out of their minds. They looked great. What are they, 4-9 or something like that? They don't look like a 4-9 team, that's for sure.
No, they don't.
Yeah, the defense looks good. I got a little Drew Locke story for you, though, Joe.
Oh, what do you got?
Got a little Drew Locke story about this time last year. A couple weeks from now, maybe a year, I was down in Memphis doing a Graceland tour, and I was visiting the pyramid downtown, and Missouri was playing in the Liberty Bowl in Memphis.
Ooh.
So when I get up there, walking into the pyramid, the Missouri Tiger football team last year was getting off the bus, and there was Drew Locke walking right by. And I was asking the bus driver which one he was, and thinking, this kid, could be a first round, second round pick, and sure enough, here he is starting on the Broncos.
Well, I tell you what, Noah Fant, with him at quarterback, is going to be an elite tight end. If you can see him repeat that the next couple weeks, his draft stock is going to go higher for next year's draft. So keep an eye on him. He could be the future of that tight end position in Denver. It's very clear that he is a weapon that's hard to stop. So Noah Fant, definitely going to be a guy to watch. And if you have a dynasty league and he's not taken... go draft him right now.
Yeah, I had him on my team, Joe. I didn't have enough bench space. Ended up dropping him, but wish I had kept him.
It's the way.
I tell you what, Denver has some receivers on that team that are stepping up big this year. Sutton was one of them, and then Noah Fant finally coming together and throwing it together. I think if they get one more, receiver on that team, I think they're going to be something to mess with next year too for a championship possibly.
Yeah, and look for Joe Flacco to land up on another team. Who knows?
Oh yeah,
yeah, for sure.
In the dumpster.
He might be done.
He could be. He's banged up. Hang it up. Go out with some dignity and hopefully get a job in the broadcast booth, because Joe Flacco is really well-spoken.
Yeah, good-looking guy, too. What's up with me liking these dudes today? Jeez, oh,
yeah, you like these AFC former, current and former AFC quarterbacks, man. You love them.
Hey, he's got a big arm.
That's what you call it now?
That's right.
Oh, the show has taken a very strange turn, but...
The lowest point total, Joe, you should talk about probably for fantasy players this week. Buffalo Bills at the Steelers, the point total of only 37 given to that game by Vegas. I don't know, Joe. They're two good defenses, which is true, but I could see it going over that, but I got to say, there aren't too many guys you want to start in that game. I mean, Devin Singletary and Josh Allen, maybe the only two I'm thinking of.
Yeah, James, I'm not
Connor
touching it.
Comes back for the Steelers, but not a good matchup for either team, really.
Yeah, I'm not really touching it. The only one that I'm considering really is James Connor, but he's been banged up. And if you have a better option, you know, you might be better going with that. But I have a feeling that James Connor is going to have a lot to prove coming back if he is healthy. So keep an eye on his status, but... make sure you look at the waiver wire. We talked about Patrick Laird. I mean, that could be a very good option. I normally wouldn't advise starting a Miami Dolphin in the fantasy playoffs, but he's getting the volume, Tooch, and that's what you need in fantasy.
Yeah, there's not many other options out there, Joe. I'm not sure there's any running backs left, to be honest. Yeah.
Yes, you could probably pick up Giovanni Bernard.
I did pick up Bilal Powell while Le'Veon Bell was out with the flu.
And now you dropped
okay.
him.
Yeah, and then I dropped him because I don't need him anymore. But for a one-week starter, not bad. You know, it's a barroom league, and there are no running backs around. So I see Bilal Powell going back to his maybe one series a game with Bell back.
Yeah, 14-man leagues are tough, so you got to – you know, you got to watch out for that. Watch out for running back help. But
what about Boston here. Scott on the Eagles? I don't know if you saw the game last night. It was a weird game, but, Alshon Jeffrey injured in that one, Joe?
Yeah, I think he put up a goose egg.
Yep, and Zach Ertz with a big game.
Yeah, 30 points. He's back, and again, I benched him for Darren Waller. I can't win. I can never pick which one's going to have a big game.
Oh, yeah.
But I should have traded one of them.
Here's a question for you guys: do you trust Baker Mayfield to beat the Cardinals? At least play well against the Cardinals?
Oh yeah, man.
Cardinals
getting
points at home.
I got the cojones, because that's how you win a fantasy championship. You know, if Baker Mayfield can't get it going against the Arizona Cardinals with a team that just can't really stop anybody, then there's no reason he should be in the NFL. So I talked about it weeks ago. I thought he was going to be a guy to help get you to the fantasy championship. I'm going to stick with my guns. Some people have probably dropped him. Some people have, you know, discarded Baker to the side. But as much as he's been struggling, I like him against the Arizona Cardinals. Call me crazy, call me a nutcase, but start Baker Mayfield.
Would you start him over Ryan Fitzpatrick at the Giants?
Yes, I would. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, wow.
Patrick, I think this is a Patrick Laird game. I really do. I think they're going to hit the Giants on the ground and keep pounding it. That's what I think. We'll have to play back the audio next week and see how crazy I am, but... I'm just feeling it.
Well, how about this? Would you start him over Dak Prescott against the Rams?
Man, that's tough. Dak has been inconsistent, but he's had flashes of brilliance. The Rams.
I would start him over Dak.
I would
Rams
definitely.
Defense has been playing really good lately, man.
Yeah, they're on the up and up. That's one of the reasons I was going to say we'll bench Dak. But I would definitely start Baker over him. And there's a lot of guys that have been being dropped at the quarterback position. But if Baker was dropped, I have no problem starting him this week. I really don't.
What about
Jameis Winston at the Lions or Baker Mayfield?
Jameis Winston.
I have my concerns with Baker only because he played Cincinnati last week, which is hot garbage. And he put up not even 11 points. I mean, that's – come on. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's go.
I'm with you, together. Buddy. But the Cardinals, so the way you beat them is through the air.
All right.
What happened to the Jaguars' defense?
They lost Jalen Ramsey. That's what happened.
Yeah, they are traveling cross country to go play the Raiders in Oakland.
Yeah, I love Darren Waller in this game. I know he's killed me the last couple weeks, but if you still have Darren Waller, the baller, on your squad, fire him up. I love him this week. You know, they have, like you said, that Jacksonville defense that's going cross country, long flight, playing like total shit. Darren Waller, if you don't salvage yourself this week, you're going to make me question my fantasy saneness. So hopefully he can come back. But I love him and Zach Ertz. It just sucks I had to choose between them all year long. I should have dealt one.
What about Jimmy Garoppolo or Baker Mayfield this week? San Francisco at home against the Falcons.
Jimmy G.
Or Baker. Yeah.
Jimmy has been fantastic. That team looked great against the Saints. That was a shootout. It's probably the game of the year, guys. I watched it on the airplane coming back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And shout out to Southwest for the live TV on the way back. Oh, but man.
94 points, huh?
Yeah, the plane was going crazy. People were like not believing their eyes. And it's just fun watching a game on an airplane.
Hey, how about this one? Kansas City's defense against a rookie quarterback at Denver.
Oh, they've been playing better.
I tell you what,
I'm all right with that matchup. Chris Jones is wreaking havoc on opposing offensive lines. So, I'm
Frank
okay
Clark
with that
on
matchup.
The outside. Yeah. I thought Kansas City was putting it together at the right time. So
they definitely are. I mean, they played a heck of a game against New England. And Andy Reid is doing something that I haven't seen him do in a while, guys, and that's game plan well. Usually towards the tail end of the season, you know, Andy Reid is kind of falling apart with his play calling and his defense is, you know, tired and beat up. But it's been a long time since we've seen the Kansas City Chiefs kind of have a defensive rebirth this late in the season. So I like it, Tooch. I definitely like it.
What about the Raiders' defense at home against the Jaguars? Jaguars putting up 3 points against the Chargers last week.
Yeah, I mean, you got to consider it. I mean, all bets are off when you're in the playoffs. You're looking at matchups, streamlining defenses week to week, and it's challenging. It really is. But there's a lot worse matchups, and, you know, they are one of the most claimed defenses, you know, in Yahoo leagues, and I haven't looked in my others, but I'm sure they're highly sought after with that matchup. So I definitely think that they can put up anywhere between 7 to 11 points, and for a fantasy defense, that's a win.
Here I'm going to recommend a player to pick up on the waiver wire before we head off, Joe, and you get into Shy Fans in the Stands with Greg Braggs Jr.
Matt Carson's in tonight.
Oh, nice. Very cool. I'm going to, with Marvin Jones headed to IR, I'm going to recommend people pick up Danny Amendola.
Yeah, he's out there.
Yep, and they are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of the worst pass defenses in the league. Can't run against the Buccaneers, so most everybody passes against them. So you may see double-digit targets for Danny Amendola.
You can't go wrong there. And if you need a receiver, you know who Tooch is going to pick up, guys, so try to get him away from Tooch. You hear that, baseball?
Here's one more question for you guys.
What's
up? One more question for you guys. Who are you picking up for 49ers running backs?
I don't think anyone's available.
Yeah.
Well, I got in the Goon League, Breda's available.
Well, he's been banged up.
Still available.
Yeah. Mostert
has been claimed.
a monster.
Yeah.
Mostert has been a monster lately. So
yeah.
Tongue twister extraordinaire.
The name.
Raheem Monster.
But I do like Breida if he's healthy. I think he's going to have a role on that team. But I think they're going to be extra cautious with them because they know they got a playoff run coming up. So if he's anywhere, if he's questionable, if he's banged up, they don't need him right now. I think they're going to be extra cautious.
Gotcha.
It
seems like every other week.
Stay away from those.
Yeah, every other week somebody else is going off on that team for running back. So
yeah, no, four-headed monster in New England.
Yeah, too risky for the fantasy playoffs, gentlemen. Too risky. You go with solid. Yep. That's why we're recommending a guy like Patrick Laird, who's seeing between 12 and 15 carries and, you know, 4 to 5 targets through the air. You know, that's almost 20 touches for a guy that's sitting on the waivers right now. So you heard it here, guys. Patrick Laird, I'm a believer.
And the other running backs of out there, maybe Peyton Barber on the Buccaneers, Joe?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I mean,
be available.
Yeah, he might be available. Definitely watch out. I like Zach Sullivan in the chat with some of these ballsy picks we're talking about. He goes, fuck it, hang your balls out there, boom or bust, baby. that's right, Zach. It's win or go home. And speaking of Zach Sullivan, real quick, guys, I got to give a shout-out to my guy Zach Sullivan.
I saw that. Beautiful.
Sent me an amazing wooden handmade clock. It was just unbelievable. It says Mandel's Own, Shy Fans in the Stands, and Fantasy Football Goon, The American Idol, Joey Two Scoops on air. I absolutely love it. Zach, you have such a gift, and you're such a gracious person, and a great, loyal listener.
Joe. Look really nice.
Well, I just had to appreciate our man Zach Sullivan. He's always in the chat, and everybody else in the chat. You got Sandman, Mo Beerman. Let's see who else we got in here.
Any questions?
You know, they've been kind of all over the map, talking to each other. You got Buffalo Butt in there, Cliff Wilson. You know, they're talking about how disappointed they were in O.J. Howard. Zach, do you have a question before we get out of here? Any fantasy questions real quick before we get out of here? And it's almost time for Shy Fans in the Stands. My buddy Greg Braggs is probably ready to knock my door down to get me on the line so we can get ready for Shy Fans with our buddy Matt Carstensen, the numbers man, the guy who Greg Braggs Jr. likes to call a nerd. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It does not look like we have a question in the chat right now, but
okay.
Oh, we actually do got one. Sandman's got one before we get out of here. Are you going to play the Saints or the Bills defense this week? Tooch, what do you think?
I'm going to take the Saints defense this week.
They're going to rebound from that 49ers mishap?
I think they gave up a lot of points last week.
They're a good running defense. Indianapolis Colts has a good offensive line. And then you still have a banged-up receiving core on the Colts. Jacoby Brissett also banged up. The other matchup I don't like as much. I mean, you got Buffalo.
As I say, I guess a rookie quarterback, though?
Yeah, Buffalo might be the better matchup.
It's close. I'm gonna give the edge by just a hair to the Bills.
I thought the Bills were playing the Ravens, but that was last week.
Last week, yeah.
37. I think this will be a lowest point low total scoring game. So I take the Bills. Yeah, 37 point lowest total. So yeah, I guess the Bills is the matchup. Sorry, Sam, man. Bills.
gotta roll with that. You know, go for it. Oh, Greg Braggs has a question. He goes, how did you like that butt whipping I gave you in our fantasy playoffs? It was awful, Greg. It was awful. And I'm very sad. We'll talk about it on Shy Fans coming up next.
Nice.
But before we get there, guys, I got to give a huge thank you to John Kesick III for joining us on very short notice, about 20 minutes before the show. And John Kesick, I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, man, anytime. Love talking with
Big
you, Jay.
Yep.
Hey, absolutely, not a problem, bro. Guys. And Tooch, another big shout out to you for joining us from work, keeping yourself from getting home to your family. We appreciate you as always, my man. And good luck against Spaceball this week, brother. And John Kesick in the Goon League as well.
Say hi to Matt and Greg for me. and I will chat with you next week.
Yeah, Greg just reminded me that I benched Drew Brees for Ryan Tannehill, which
both had pretty good games, but yeah, ouch.
Well, yeah, it was. I felt good about it, but it wasn't quite as good as I thought. But regardless, guys, thank you to everybody for tuning in. Make sure you hang around. Chai fans in the stands coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes, so hang out for that. We got a heck of a show with Matt Carsonson tonight. And, of course, we'll be talking Mandel Honeymoon and Hawaii. So it's going to be a fun show. Make sure you tune in. Appreciate all of our guests tonight, nice. Including the amazing Spaceball, John Kesick III, and John Santucci. And, guys, fantasy playoffs are here. Godspeed, and may the odds be ever in your favor. And we'll talk next week about all the fun stuff. See you guys next time.
So long, all right. Farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.